Republican former Congressman Liz Cheney said this week that she is considering running as an independent in the presidential race for the purpose of taking votes away from Donald Trump. While Ms. Cheney didn't yet declare her candidacy, she might have second thoughts about running because the ballot qualification obstacles are likely more formidable than noticed at first glance. Not representing a political party with ballot status, an independent must navigate 51 different requirement systems to earn a nationwide ballot line. This realization will likely discourage several of the candidates who are looking to launch non-affiliated presidential efforts. On another presidential note, GOP candidate Chris Christie has failed to qualify for the state of Maine's Super Tuesday primary, scheduled for March 5th. Mr. Christie is the only significant Republican candidate who failed to meet the Maine ballot qualification requirement of submitting 2,000 valid registered voter petition signatures. Turning to U.S. House political news, a Florida appeals court overturned a lower judicial panel ruling that declared the state's congressional map as an illegal racial gerrymander. This means the decision dictating that the northern portion of the map be redrawn is nullified. An appeal to the state Supreme Court is likely. Even if the plaintiffs move forward, however, the time for the high panel to hear the complaint could well extend past the April 26th candidate filing deadline. This means the current map now has a relatively strong chance of lasting at least through the 2024 election cycle. We now see 35 open House seats on the political map. Two were announced during the week, those of ousted Speaker Kevin McCarthy and North Carolina 10-term Congressman Patrick McHenry. You will remember Mr. McHenry served as Speaker pro tempore during the election of the House's new Speaker, Mike Johnson. Term-limited in his Financial Services Committee chairmanship, even if the Republicans hold the majority, Mr. McHenry, still only 48 years of age, will end his congressional tenure after 20 years in office. A year and a half before the next Virginia gubernatorial primary election, we already have a brewing contest. In mid-November, Democratic U.S. Representative Abigail Spanberger announced she would forego re-election to a fourth term in the U.S. House in order to run in the open 2025 governor's race. Richmond Mayor LeVar Stoney joined the Democratic primary with his announcement during this week, and immediately former Governor Terry McAuliffe and several other prominent Democrats endorsed his candidacy. Since Virginia is the only state in the Union that has a one-term limit for its governors, incumbent Republican Glenn Youngkin is ineligible to seek re-election, thus guaranteeing an open contest in 2025. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.